Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, a guy who's battling a little bit of a sore throat here or something today. Fred, how you doing? Is your voice back in shape? You sound, you look good.
Well, you tell me. How's it sound?
It's all right. It's a little tight, but it still sounds like you.
Sounds like I'm out in the woods.
Yeah, it's good. Is that right? Yeah. Really be out in the woods. We got a lot to talk about on the show today. When did you get this cold? Did this come on rather suddenly for you?
All of these things creep up on you.
Yeah.
And the symptoms of this thing has been creeping up for like the last 2 or 3 months.
Slowly a little bit. I noticed a lot of people have a little congestion these days.
I had over the last week more congestion than the Hollywood freeway at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock, there you go. So, and you sound a little tired. Sound a little. We'll handle it though. You've got a lot to talk about here today. We're going to continue your personal vendetta against AstroTurf. You and a lot of other people out there. We're going to talk about Achilles tendons on the show. Talk about baseball playoffs here today, and a lot of things.
There's things that continue to exist in pro football, college football, and what have you. And nobody is addressing them. And when you take a look at, everybody can remember, we don't have the clips, I don't believe.
No.
But we remember how Aaron Rodgers got hurt and that whole sequence of backing down and then finally sitting on the ground, unable to walk.
Exactly.
Then the next Monday night game was with Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
And he breaks his leg, I believe.
Yeah.
His lower.
That whole knee thing there.
And in both instances, the cause was the shoe not being able to be pulled away from the turf. That was the cause of both. And nobody has brought that up.
Nobody's talking about
yours truly.
Yeah, so we'll take a little break. You can have some more to say about that, I'm sure. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man we call Sultan. This is the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in the same game, actually in the same quarter. All-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor and hunter in so many other TV series. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you once again, Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Thank you, my good fans out there. It sounds like there's an awful lot of you out there. Sounds like there's an awful lot out there.
There are. Look at that. The stadium is packed.
It sounded like a car wash.
Yeah.
And we move forward, hopefully.
We move forward in the car wash. Did you ever see that? It's a weird video of a guy that... has a watering can that pours water on him, and then he walks through a thing and they spray it with soap, and then he gets rinsed off, and then all these hair dryers blow on him, and then he puts his hands out and gets into his shirt, and then he jumps into his shorts, and then the thing comes down.
Yeah, he's got it.
He puts a hat on his head, and then he walks out the door. Pretty good. We have to get that together and make it work. Anyway, we were talking about AstroTurf, and it's been a kind of a pet project of yours. This goes back to when you were a player, Fred Dreyer.
Well, it comes from the experience of having something given to me, which is an opportunity to play sports at every level. And then make a living at the ultimate level, and all of the things that were given me, and giving equal share of my friends, my teammates, all of these things were based on the fact that we trusted the National Football League, in this case, that we trusted that they would take care of us, that safety was number one. You can't hand your football equipment. If I'm a father, which I am, and my son, which I don't have, comes to me and says he wants to play football, you know what I got to do now?
What do you got to do now?
I got to go over and I got to check their equipment.
Exactly.
I have to go check the equipment. I got to suit them up. I got to ask, what is the individual, where is the individual that is going to be responsible for my child not his health directly, but his safety in the uniform that he weighs that he wears that they're giving him.
Exactly.
And then there's this. We all saw Monday Night Football with the Jets. We saw Aaron Rodgers in the third play of the first series.
You got it.
And he got hammered. He got pushed. He got in a situation where he was stopping and starting in one place.
Yep.
And he got hit, and he immediately was unable to unweight himself. I always say this: it's like skiing. You unweight and move your body weight over the leg that you're planting in front of you.
But you can't if your spikes get caught in this AstroTurf. Am I right? You can't unweight.
Exactly. You can't maneuver. You can't have any control over what you're doing when that happens. And that happens primarily. Can it happen anytime? Yeah, sure. But it happens primarily when the football player is now in a position to make a move, and he can't make a move because he's unable to transfer his weight to a safer leg.
Makes sense.
And the runners, you guys are, you know, to be a runner in the NFL, you got to be a genius. And you have to make sure that you're being able to control your environment as much as you can, because you can't, because it's a wild game. So, and then there's the running back, Nick Chubb, the following Monday night.
Following week.
Same issue. He didn't. He tore his leg up. He's out. That one to me was a more serious injury than Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, excuse me. And so here's the issue. If I'm a coach, I take the footage of this sport, of this game, specifically of Nick Chubb. The Cleveland Browns have it. They can't, you know, they're not going to be out of good taste, show it around and everything. They should.
Well, yeah, but they're part of the NFL, and they got the AstroTurf, and they've got to play on it.
Well, that's right. And I want to see, as a player,
yeah,
as a Cleveland Brown defensive end,
okay,
I want to see that play. And I want someone from the league to come over to me and show me, point up on the board. Okay, Fred, here's where you're wrong about AstroTurf. And then I will point to them and say, no, this is how correct I am about AstroTurf. And you do it. And you make sure that you do it by controlling the line of scrimmage. Nick Chubb needed his lineman to control the line of scrimmage so he could see where the hell he was going, and then make his moves and cuts. And then when he sees the spot, he's got to be balanced over both legs to accelerate through the hole. Well, in this instance, his desires were not met, and he had a safety coming up near the end zone there, and he hit him low. And if you want to see what happens when a man, a 220-pound man, gets to the position of being unweighted and accelerating forward, and to be met at the knee level. He was met at the knee level,
yep,
and his lower extremity from the knee down
just sad. They wouldn't even show it again. They wouldn't even show it during the game again.
They should have. Snapped in half.
Yeah. They should have showed this thing, and they should be showing it now and saying this is what happens with the turf. But nobody is talking about that, Fred. No one's talking about what situations the turf plays. And most players, I'm guessing, want to play on regular grass. They don't want the turf.
They never did.
So why did it come to play?
Here's what they're saying. This is what the commissioner Goodell's saying.
Okay.
He says, our players love this. When we brought it out, they just said, gee, it's so fast. Sure, if there's one guy on the field and you're not being chased around by 300-pounders at 45 miles an hour, you got to make sure you know what the hell you're doing, and you can't just throw people out on a rug and say, okay, kickoff's in 5 minutes. I want the experience. They should have put in, here's what they should have done. They should have put in, every team should have put in a practice field. A practice field of turf.
Of turf.
Of turf. And the reason is you want to get used to that feel of cutting. And then somebody's going to say, hey, wait a minute. This stuff is too sharp. It sticks. It's too sticky. You got to unstick it because these big guys are coming down behind you. And I've seen guys hurt their knees and ankles when a guy comes from behind them and clubs them in the back. Because he's off balance.
You've seen this from your playing days up to now.
I've had it all happen.
Yeah.
I've seen it, and it's just terrible. And
it continues.
And it will continue.
It's pretty sad.
Well,
I want to ask you a question about that when we come back, and we got a lot of other stories to go through too. So stay with us here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
And the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, with a cold this week, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks so much for joining us. We're here every week at this time. We hope you'll make it a habit. And we're going to talk about items probably you don't hear on other sports shows. That's what we talk about here, including AstroTurf. Let me ask you a question, Fred. When you played, AstroTurf kind of started out during your era. What was the feeling of it at first? I mean, obviously, at first it was all, oh boy, the grass won't grow in the Houston Astrodome, so we're going to put down this carpeting, call it AstroTurf, and that was the beginnings. And then other stadiums, other teams decided they were going to put this down. What was the first reaction from the players when you first played on it?
Outrage.
Really?
They'd say, this is very nice for an indoor, you know, atrium.
Yeah.
If you want to go to the, you know, the Astrodome and use this surface.
Like a carpet.
To put a display of cars down for, you know, however it is, for, you know, all of these shows that they have, car shows, flower shows, et cetera, et cetera. And so what you wind up getting is some guy saying, yeah, yeah, we're going to put it in here for football games too.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, just a second. Just a second. And looking at it, it's like watching as a boy. Is watching your parents stand about 5-10 feet away from you and whisper to the teachers and to the pastors of your church plans for your son. It's an eerie feeling when you see that there's a large group of important people, powerful people, making plans for you. And you're going to be up against it very soon. It's not something that that glares at you. It's something that comes back to you in afterthought. And
that's an interesting analogy. That's the way it was when you played. You realize everybody made a plan that we're going to put this fake turf in. Let me say this to you. You can walk around on your house if you got carpeting on it. You can stub your toe. People do it all the time. You get caught on the carpeting over there. Grass gives a little bit. You may slide. You may slip. But it's not going to grab you, so to speak. And this stuff here, when you got cleats on, you're digging down into it, and you can actually get hooked on this stuff, hooked on whatever it is, the loops or whatever you want to call of this turf.
Well, you know what Velcro is?
Yeah.
Okay. This has a Velcro effect. This has a rubber shoe with little nipples all through it, toe to heel, in every way. Is this shoe dangerous to you? And no matter how much you lace them up, as they say, for game day, and tape them, strap a tape on the through the horseshoe up around the ankle and tape the damn shoes, so when you get running fast and decide that you want to stop and change direction, I don't think so.
Yeah, good luck. You know, and you're taped on the same way,
yeah,
so I've nothing's
seen,
given.
Oh, exactly. I've seen these shoes pop off on punt returns, and I walk over and I pick the shoe up, and it is a shoe that has been literally surgically taped to somebody, and they can't keep the shoes on. They keep throwing shoes on this stuff.
It's terrible.
And so what you know, I want to close with this. You know, these teams, the Rams playing Cincinnati last week.
Yes.
And
stayed close, lost it.
They're more concerned about getting the line of salary organized with their team.
They're dumping salaries. Is what they're doing, the Rams?
They're dumping salary. That's why they don't have a running back. That's why they sent them
to... So their running game is screwed.
That's why they sent them to Minnesota. Not only is it screwed, it's now infrastructurally weak.
Yeah.
It can't support the offense. These guys...
That's terrible.
McVay is a smart guy.
Yeah, good coach.
But he's terribly wrong, and the players on that team are so anesthetized with the amount of money they're getting to do what they're told. Just shut up and do what we tell you. Yeah, but we don't want... Okay, we'll give you an extra $1 million if you just...
Okay, I'll do it.
If you just shut up.
Yeah.
And
it's too bad.
So what you wind up with now is a team, the Ram team. When I hear words like, gee, you know, the Rams are going to be... the Rams aren't going anywhere when they promise you Super Bowls and championships and playoffs.
That's it.
They're not going anywhere until they commit to a great running back, a hardcore running back like Nick Chubb. That poor kid, he got hit in the hole, as they call it. He's coming out across the line of scrimmage, and the safety's coming up, and he hits him below the knee.
Mm.
And this thing, it wasn't pretty.
No, it wasn't. And you saw it on Monday Night Football. It is something else. We got a lot of people that follow us here. We're not only on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We're on the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Glad to have all you people listening in. We're on Sirius XM on Channel 217 on Sirius XM, Channel 203 online there, Channel 967. And we're also on video. We're on Facebook Live, and you can catch us also not only our current show but past shows. You can watch, if you like, on YouTube, as I mentioned, Facebook Live, on Roku, on CRNTalk.com. The neighbors get into there and start chatting to us. And so we got Bruce says hello, and he's looking forward to more shows. He's in New Mexico, Fred. He says hello.
Hello.
Lori says good afternoon from Iowa. Rachel is saying, hi, how are we doing? We're doing great here on the show. Glad to have all our listeners in there. Katrina saying hello to us as well. Nikki talking to you from Nebraska. John is saying, hello, Fred and Mike. Finally, fall. He's in Pleasantville, New York, so he should know. Pamela is listening to us. She says, any comments about the Orioles' great Brooks Robinson? Now, Brooks passed away at the age of 86. And what a player. You and I were talking about this before the show, Fred.
Yeah.
And Brooks Robinson, what, he played for 23 years?
Yeah, he played a long time. And he would have continued to play if he had been able to stay younger.
Yeah, he would have. A lot of Oriole fans are excited about the Orioles, but there was one of your great players of all time with Brooks Robinson. I'm telling you.
There was a play he made. It says here in our note.
Yeah.
There was a play that he made.
In the World Series.
What was the third baseman for?
He was in the 1970 World Series. He's playing third base.
He's playing third. Who was the third
baseman? It's game one. Brooks was, and Lee May of the Reds.
Lee May.
Smashes a ground ball down the third baseline. Brooks Robinson gloves the ball over the foul line.
Yeah.
His momentum carries him into the foul territory. He whirls around and throws Lee May out at first base. That's one of the toughest plays for a third baseman.
I saw that play. I was in New York with the Giants.
With the Giants.
This was the World Series.
Yep.
And this guy was a paragon of baseball virtue.
18 All-Star game selections he was in, a number of Gold Glove Awards, career records for games at third base, for putouts, for assists, for double plays. And it's an incredible career that he put together. He was born in Little Rock, made his debut for the Orioles in 1955, and played for 23 years, 23 seasons.
How about that?
That's incredible.
Is that good?
Yeah. His father was his kind of the guy who he respected and looked up to. He was his father, Brooks Sr., and Brooks Jr. started out as a bat boy, and he used to stand out there and watch and looked at his dad play ball when the dad played. And he said, I would stand on the outfield like a fan and watch him make play after play. I used to think, wow, I can't believe this. That's what Frank Robinson said about Brooks Robinson. Amazing. Those were great Oriole days. Frank Robinson, yeah. The Robinson boys, Brooks Robinson.
Well, that's when the organization cared about baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Let's see what else we got here. We've got Rachel says, my daughter and I are both from Birmingham, Alabama, and watching on Facebook. And Chris says, he's got a question for you concerning football. Chris is saying, do you think Zach Wilson and Bob Sally deserve the dressing down they got from Joe Namath? Or should Joe have just kept his comments to himself? And he says the Jets' morale is not very high these days. What do you think about that?
Well, it would bother me if my ex-teammate Joe would make a statement like that.
You played with Joe Namath.
Right, but it wasn't under these circumstances like this.
No.
And so I wish he would have kept it to himself, because that information, as negative as it is and well-meaning as it is also a temperament tempered by a lot of in-house understanding. You know, Joe knows what he's looking at and what he's talking about. So I think it's instead of letting this thing degrade, I think there should be some issues to talk about that can help the team immediately.
So don't necessarily criticize. Talk about the issues and work with the team.
Criticizing is criticizing, yeah. You know, as long as it's a positive effort. And I know what Joe means, and I agree with it in that sense. But I do know that it's a very slippery slope between this type of thing, where ex-great players are shouting out things into the group.
It's true.
And you got to be very careful.
All right, Dryers, sit back down in your seat. We're going to take a break. I had to criticize Fred for a second there. He sounded pretty good, even with a coldness today. We'll be back. It's the Fred Dryer Show. Thank you.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE. At prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. New NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner moxidectin and pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about new NexGard Plus chews.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
All right, dining comments from Fred Dreyer here. Welcome back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. He's got a little bit of a cold this week, so
yes, thank
he's
you.
Fighting through it, ladies and gentlemen. He's out playing the good game. He's not on the disabled list. He's right here playing, and he said he's been having a lot of good fillets.
I'm doing more than just holding the clipboard, Mike.
You're doing the job here. Instead of taking notes for the coach, you're in there actually fighting the good fight, and Fred's been having some fillets. You realize if you go to a restaurant, check it out. Sometimes the fillet will have you counting your calories, less calories than the fish on the menu. I'm not saying to go out and eat a bunch of steaks, but the fillet is the, I would say, the leanest of all the cuts of great steaks.
Well, you do know that people are supposed to eat meat.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Yeah.
And so it's how you prepare it.
Aaron Rodgers will tell you that as he's sitting in Malibu watching his Jets not do too well. He said, Aaron Rodgers said, I think we need to hold our poise a little bit better across the board, because he saw people arguing on the sidelines and things. He says, just offensively, we need to not have some of those things happen on the sideline and be a little better and be just a little bit better competitors. That's kind of what you're saying, Fred, just before our break there. He said wide receiver Garrett Wilson, running back Michael Carter were caught on camera. An animated conversation with the assistant coaches. Carter, in particular, was very hot, bothered. He was screaming at the running backs, and Rodgers watched from Malibu, California. Maybe Aaron should get out there and limp around out there and try to bring things back. Joe Namath, big man with the New York Jets. Broadway Joe played with the Rams while Fred was on the Rams towards the end of Joe's career. And here's the comment that we were talking about in the last segment. He fueled the firestorm the first part of this week. He ripped into Wilson in an interview, and he said Zach Wilson, the quarterback, and he said Wilson was awful. I'm quoting now, quote, awful against the Patriots. He said he added that he'd trade the number two draft pick because he has, quote, seen enough of Zach Wilson. He also said Coach Robert Saleh and General Manager Joe Douglas should be replaced. That's bold talk here from Joe Namath.
That's very, you know how healthy that is? That's healthy.
It is?
Well, it is, but at the same time, you got to be careful.
And it's taken away from Joe selling insurance to us for Medicare.
Yes, that's correct.
You know, that's his season coming up here next month.
Oh, well, we got to make sure.
We got to talk to him, you know, see if our plans are right.
We got to make sure he's okay.
He's okay. Anyway, quoting Joe, he says, I'd like to see everybody stick together, our fan base, you know, and not our current players. Oh, this is coming back from Aaron Rodgers. He says, one for our former players, our current players, because there's too much negativity and the world is crashing down around after 3 weeks. He says it's a long season, a lot of time, a lot of things that can happen. So let's just take a couple of breaths, okay? I'm not going to say we need to relax. Let's just take a couple of breaths. So there you have that information there. It's pretty good. Now,
so let's put a cap on that.
Yeah, do it.
What are we to gain from this, from Joe's squeakage?
Well, I think Joe should go talk to the team or something. Maybe they would respect him as a player that maybe saw ups and downs in his career that tries to bring people together. I mean, how would you like to be the Denver Broncos? How would you like to be Sean Payton, the coach of the Denver Broncos? Miami beats them 70-20. 70 points. It's only been done four times in the NFL, and this was the most recent. They scored, 10 scores? They only kicked it one time? The Dolphins, they've become the fourth team in NFL history to have 70 points in a game. They scored a whopping 10 touchdowns, punting just once against the Broncos. Tagliavoa, he's having a record year there.
He's doing well.
At quarterback. And Jalen Waddle, he wasn't even playing. He was out. The Dolphins' passing attack was good, and things are just going. Now, Sean Payton, the coach of the Dolphins, he made some big statements. He had a big, extensive interview in July. He told USA Today Sports that the debacle of the season last year for the Denver's Broncos under the previous coach, Hackett, and he said it might have been one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of the NFL. That's how bad it was. And here's Sean Payton now with an 0-3 start.
Ooh.
Poetic justice.
Wow.
Careful what you say, everybody. Whew. Ooh, my goodness gracious. He sat there.
I'm sure he got some flowers delivered.
He was sounded so convincing. He said he would be bleeped off if the Broncos were not a playoff team. Well, guess what? If you look at the stats,
he's about.
They're 0-3, and you know what the chances are making the playoffs at this stage? 0-3, 1%.
Ooh.
What?
1%.
I'm feeling bad. You know, you and I handicap it, so I'm not picking the Broncos anytime soon.
I'm not ever betting on them.
Unless they play the Rams. They don't have that running game. You mentioned that.
They don't. They can't run the ball.
Yep.
They're getting rid of all of their running backs. I mean, what are we doing here?
Denver lost to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders have had a tough time. Denver blew an 18-point lead against the Washington Commanders, and then they get this one coming back. He says that's going to happen. There's going to be a process involved. Certainly there's a lot of work ahead of us, so he's not giving up.
By the way, you know, I've dropped in on a couple of these Bronco games.
Yeah.
There's lackluster. It's lackluster.
Yeah, tune out right away.
It's
not
good.
Andy Griffith's show is on, and so is Superman reruns.
Andy Griffith is good.
That's a good one.
I love it when where Barney gets his bullet.
That's good. Now, okay, so now let's go to the Chiefs. They're playing the Bears, and taking everything that's going on in this game here, you got Taylor Swift up with Kelsey's mom up there.
Yeah.
And so Travis Kelce addressed Taylor's attendance at the Sunday game, saying he wanted to respect their privacy. Yeah.
Up there.
Come on. Later on, Kelce and Swift were seen leaving the stadium together after the game. Quoting Kelce, he said, "I thought it was awesome how everybody in the suite had nothing but great things to say about her. She looked amazing. Everybody was talking about her in a great light. And on top of that, the day went perfect for the Chiefs fans." Now, that's great,
that's
and I'm
good,
happy for
it?
Both of
that's
them.
That's good, isn't it?
I'm happy. But if things go bad for Travis Kelce, Taylor
like
Swift.
Everybody else.
She writes songs about all her broken down relationships.
I would love to be broken up with her and have her write about me.
Yeah. Fred Dreyer. If she would write, that song would be called Fred Dreyer. I love Fred Dreyer. He did me wrong. So that's why I got together and made this song. I'm helping her write
it
already.
Hey, you're rapping. I didn't know you could do that.
I could do it. I could do that for you.
Where's your black influence come from?
I don't know. Comes from my family, I'm sure. Deion Sanders, he's in the news. You know, they had a great there coach prime there. Had his sunglasses on, but they got their rear end handed to him by the Oregon Ducks, 42-6.
What do you think? What do you think of Coach Prime?
I like the fact that he's creating some stuff going, but people are saying like, well, you know, they're trying to be Hollywood. We're just going to, you know, he brushed off comments made before the game by the Oregon coach, Dan Lanning, who made a stark contrast between the team of substance and the Hollywood flash of Coach Prime in Colorado.
Well, remember, those two teams have to recruit against one another from Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
So
are they still in the Pac-12? Until it goes down to the Pac 2.5.
This is the last year.
You and I are going to put a team together for the Pac 2.5.
I've got four guys that I'll put up against.
It's called Ferragamo. Get him in here. Okay, so baseball playoffs are coming up. I got to talk to you about this. They say, you know, the Padres were going to have this great year. The Padres didn't have the great year they thought of. They got some great stars on their team, one of which, from the Brewers, they got Josh Hader, the relief pitcher. You know that guy will only pitch one inning? That's it. He won't pitch any more than one inning in relief when he was brought into the game. He's making millions of dollars. He's not giving his all. What does that look like to the other guys? Mario Machado should say, I'm going to take myself out of the game and rest, you know?
He's not giving his all?
Only making one inning? Come on. What if you needed him for like an inning and a third? Would he pitch that third? No, he won't.
He'd be renegotiating.
It's
right there.
Let me ask you, in your day, when you played football, would you get to say, I'm only going to give you guys 20 minutes of play? And you go, I got 19 minutes in. I'm giving you one more minute. What do you think your coaches would have told you?
I would break it down to sacks. If I get a sack in this game, okay. I get the next game off.
That's good. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good stuff. So it's just these. You look at a guy like Freddie Freeman, they had to almost pull him out of the lineup. He wanted to stay in there. He wants to play every game. He wants to give it his all. Here's how you find out the great teams. The guys with their uniforms that are dirty, that's the team I'm rooting for because they're diving, they're making things happen on the team.
How do you know if that's a true adjudication if
it's
only AstroTurf?
Because if I was there, I would go out in the sandbox before I came on the field, and I'd rub dirt on this. Like, look at that horn.
Would you?
Boy, he's dirty before the game starts.
Would you bring your SUV full of dirt?
Dive in the back there? That's it. I'm making you laugh. It's good. You need that with that medication you're taking. Okay, anyway. So Padres not doing so well, and it's going to be interesting playoffs.
And there's so many thankful people.
Yeah, and that's true. And the Braves already, they were the first to clinch. I think the Dodgers second. I know the Twins, the Orioles, that's a new team getting in there. Everybody excited. The Rays are back. Brewers again for and the Phillies there. And then, you know, there
the
you go.
The Phillies, they made a rebound, didn't they?
They did.
I like
they
the,
really
I
did
like
it. The and their guys will get their uniforms, dirty. They
I
will.
Like Schwarber. I like him.
I like Schwarber. It's not his average isn't up there, but he's getting the key hits. That's it.
Yeah, you need that. That guy's a leader, you can tell.
And I like just saying his name. You can do it when you're sick. If you say Schwarber, it clears the nasal
Schwarber.
He's sounding better already. Try it one more time.
Schwarber.
It's great. I'm breathing easier than myself there. So
you're so wise, Mike.
Ronald Acuna Jr., this kid, he's something else there. He's got what? He's 40-60, is it now? He's got the fifth 40-40 season of 40 home runs and 40 stolen bases. He's got, I think, 70. Is that what he's got now? Stolen bases? He had 60. He may be up to 70 now, 40-70. Guy's amazing.
Well, he deserves all the good credits he gets.
I agree with you on that. Let's take a look and see if there's any other comments that came in for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here's one. There's a John said he's been watching a game on YouTube from 1976 between your Rams and the Vikings at the old Metropolitan Stadium, a game played on God's green earth, outdoors, the way it was supposed to be played. Is that true? Would you agree with that? Outdoors, regular turf?
All the Minnesota games that we played away, therefore at Minnesota, were done on natural turf. It was a baseball field.
Yeah. So that was good stuff.
Yeah.
But baseball fields even have AstroTurf now, too. And those guys
Well, of course, yeah. And that's the big – that's when they got really greedy. Again, you know, I told you the story about a punt being kicked in a pregame exercise. And the thing went up in the air, and it came down, and then it bounced another 100 feet. You know, one of those things. But to play baseball in Cincinnati – in St. Louis, Pittsburgh. That's a disgrace.
Should have known, though. When you first started with the Giants, you said the first thing you did when you got to Yankee Stadium where the Giants played and shared that park with the New York Yankees was run out to center field, and you saw the drain where Mickey Mantle got his spikes caught and destroyed his knee.
You think that they would at least
fix it, right?
Get rid of the drain.
Never did.
It's still there.
It's still there. Stadium's gone now. Yeah. The train's
That's all right. That was 35 years later.
Hey, we're a month away from the big game that's coming up.
Yeah, that's good.
This is two safeties in one game in the same quarter. Fred Dreyer coming up next month.
It's going to be a big party. And who's it, Mike? Will you trust in me? I trust in you. Bring the potato salad.
Bring the potatoes. We'll be back. I'll be back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Back with the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. He's the star of the show, Fred Dreyer. So many great things for you coming up. We got Pamela sends in a note to us, and it's pretty good stuff. She is talking about some of the episodes of Hunter. This was called A Long Way from L.A. in Season 1, the story of Hunter and McCall went to Texas to extradite a meek, nonviolent pickpocket, Wally Wallerstein. Paul Elding played that part over there. And, of course, the car breaks down. You guys are stuck, and the rest is history. Yeah, you're stuck in a small town. The sheriff owns the small town, along with his dad. And the sheriff is played by, I got to ask you this question here, Bo Svenson. And you guys have a big fight scene in there. What was it like working with Bo Svenson? He's kind of full of himself a little bit, isn't he, old Bo?
Bo's great. Yeah. I love Bo.
He's something else, yeah, man.
I used to run into Bo when he was traveling around. He'd get, roles in Europe.
A good guy, Bo Svenson.
Yes, very good guy.
And talks a little bit of an accent, but he's something else. I guess he finally loaned you a truck, and you and McCall were able to pull out of town.
Yeah, we got out of town. Look at her. She adores me.
She really does.
Because she knows I can power shift anything.
So, Charles wants to know if Stephanie Kramer ever made an appearance in episode or season 7 of Hunter, did she? I don't know. She was gone. Yeah.
She was gone after.
Yeah, and everybody wants you to get rid of your bad cold there. People giving you, Martine says get over there. She's a Cape Canaveral. Charles is saying, by the way, Mel Tucker got fired. What are your thoughts on that one? Stephanie Kramer ever appear in season 7? We got to get to some of these questions here on the show next week. We'll do it. Sending prayers to you from Rachel. Bruce saying, get a neti pot. Flush your sinuses.
Yeah.
Dick Califato says another super show. Thank you, Dick. We appreciate that. We got a comment here from a tweet from Danny. It says, my dad's favorite. He never missed an episode of Hunter and would always tell me Fred Dreyer used to be in the NFL. Damn, I miss the 80s so bad. And Brett says, Fred Dreyer is a dang national treasure. How about that?
How about that? That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah, we're out of here. We got to tell you that we'll listen to us again next week. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
You know what? I don't have one.
Okay. I'll remind you to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
I came in with one, but I...
He'll have one for you next week, everybody. Until then, get well, Fred. Where's your thought, Fred?
I don't know.